Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast, and I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can always be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today, episode number 44 is a Facebook Live episode. We are at the Maggio Ristorante and Cafe at 7326 West Lawrence Avenue in Harwood Heights, Illinois. And if you don't know, Harwood Heights, Illinois, is connected to Norridge, Illinois, which are two villages surrounded by Chicago on the northwest side of Chicago. And my first guest today is Giuseppe Zerillo, who happens to be a trustee of this fine town of Harwood Heights that is home to DiMaggio Ristorante. Giuseppe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today, Frank.
So I know you do many things. Let's start out with, tell me about where your Italian family background is.
We are from a small town called Genesi in Sicily.
Genesi. I have actually heard of Genesi. Okay. Not too far from Palermo?
Genesi is right where the airport actually is.
Oh. So
many people think the airport is in Palermo. It's actually in Genesi.
It is. Yes. Okay. I did not know that. Yes. I think I know the name. It's called Punta Reyes.
Punta Reyes.
Yes. Okay. That's in Genesi. Yes. Did not know that. Okay. Big town, small town?
Very small town. Couple of blocks.
Oh, really?
Okay, I was just there a couple of years ago. I was able to walk the entire town in about 10 minutes.
Very nice. Okay, how many times have you been to Italy?
That was my first time there.
Your first time just recently,
yes.
You said. And what was your impressions?
Amazing. Can't wait to get back.
Where else did you get to go?
We did 2 weeks in Rome and then a week in Sicily.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Okay, and how old are you? So
36 now.
36, yes. And that was your first trip.
First
That's
trip.
Great,
yeah.
Though. Better late than never.
Yeah.
Yes, great. Okay. I know that you write an article for the Fra Noi, which is the Chicagoland Italian-American magazine. How did you get involved with that?
I actually got involved through a gentleman who passed away a couple of years ago called Dominic Berloda. Dominic owned Speedo Light Printing in Franklin Park, and he did a lot of printing for me when I first started out as an agent. Dominic got me involved with a group called the Italian American Executives of Transportation. From there, I branched off into Casa Italia, and I met Paul Basil, who was the editor of the Fra Noi. Paul, several years ago, I don't know if you remember, he revamped the magazine. It was a newspaper.
Yes, it was a newspaper format, turned it into a beautiful magazine.
A beautiful magazine.
It really
now.
Is, yes.
And he had a few different ideas with the new publication, one being columns written by Italian Americans in the community.
In their particular fields.
Exactly. So Paul came to me and asked if I would write a real estate column, which gets published monthly. There's a brief portion of it which goes in the magazine, and then it directs you to their website for the full article.
Okay. And what do you typically talk about in this?
Different real estate topics. This month we talk about social media and marketing. Last month, I believe we did closing costs. So every month we like to open it up to a different topic.
Did you have trouble writing? I mean, were you a writer before this?
No. So, trust me, I have to do a few different edits. I have a few different people take a look at it, proofread it, and then Paul does, you know, a great job on the editorial side proofreading it as well.
Oh, that's very nice, and it's great that you're involved in that, and the Fra Noi is a very important tool of our community. So,
it's exactly
excellent.
How we communicate.
Excellent, yes. I understand also you're a director of Casa Italia, which, for those who don't know, Casa Italia is the Italian center of Chicagoland. It's actually in Stone Park, Illinois. It's ironic, my last and only Facebook Live prior to today was at Casa Italia, which is, I believe, 16 acres of land, various buildings, various museums. It's a hell of a place, like we said, to go and visit. So how did you get involved in that capacity?
Well, Casa Italia, like I said, you know, through Dominic, I started meeting others. I started coming to the Casa Italia grounds, I believe it was 2008, and I wanted to get more involved in the community, more involved in our heritage. You know, more and more I see today that our heritage is dying in the Chicago area. So Casa Italia, like you mentioned, it's 17 acres. We have an outdoor pavilion. We have numerous museums, the Science Museum, the Italian American Veterans Museum,
the Sicilian Museum, Calabrese Museum, the War Veterans Museum. We talked about one of the things that fascinates me the most is the replica of the St. Peter's Square in Rome that is like, I don't know the proper words, but it's an exact replica per like one per thousand or whatever that means.
Yeah, hand carved.
It's just an incredible, incredible thing. I mean, and it is in a very large room. It is not a small little home model that this man made, I believe with his son, I think. But just that in itself to me is worth a trip there.
We have plenty of priceless artifacts on the grounds. Thanks to Father Fletcher, who actually broadcast Radio Maria.
Out of Casa Italia. Yes, yes. And there's room for a lot of things there, actually. I mean, there's some just beautiful buildings, and it's going to be where the Columbus Queen Contest is. And there's a camp every summer for quite a few years. So
summer camp.
There's definitely things there to do. I wish it was more used or more people were aware of it beyond just the people that are really involved in the community. Those, I don't want to say outsiders, but, you know, people that really aren't involved in the community that probably don't know it's there and, you know, probably would pique their interest to go see it. So
it's something to see in person.
It is definitely something to see in person. And I think there's something there for almost everybody. So let's hope we'll keep spreading the word.
Yes.
So you plan to stay with Casa Italia, with Fra Noi?
I do. You know, there's plenty to do there.
I mean, I know you're very busy with a lot of things, and we'll get into more of that stuff you're busy with. But
our heritage is
good. No, that's glad. I'm glad about that. And we need people. We need younger.
We need more involvement in Casa Italia.
Yes.
You know, a majority of the folks involved are, I hate to say, dying off. Or
you said that, not me.
Yeah, you know, we need the younger community to get involved. That is our heritage there. Without the younger community getting involved, there will be no more Casa Italia.
Well, I pose this to you then. Let's, me and you, attempt to organize the youth. I believe they need organizing from older, okay? I'm much older than you, but older. What I'm getting at is, I think if we build it, they shall come. We have to build something because they're not together. They're not organized.
No.
They're the generation that, I mean, I have two children. We're losing it with them.
My daughter is three.
Okay.
Will Casa Italia be around for her when she's my age?
I don't know.
That's my plan. I want it still to be there for her.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And will we have, by the time she is out of high school, some form of an Italian-American community still? I don't know. Nothing is guaranteed and nothing, you know, so, and I'm not trying to be, you know, Debbie Downer here, but I'm realistic and, you know, and I don't want that. Obviously, that's why I want us to be thriving as a community. So, okay, we're going to keep doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You are a trustee of Harwood Heights, Illinois.
Yes.
Attached to Norridge in the northwest side of Chicago, its own villages, surrounded by Chicago, two very, very nice areas, nice towns, brand new library, somewhat of a brand new high, a 60-year-old brand new high school, major stores have come here, Mariano's and the Starbucks, and I'm probably leaving out many. Obviously, the home of this beautiful restaurant here, DiMaggio, under the watchful eye of Mr. Francesco DiMaggio. I see we have some people here. Mr. Venus Travel, John Conenna's here. Gianfranco Janotta, Fresco dall'Italia. Thank you for being here, guys. Trustee, how did you get involved in that? How long have you been involved with government in Harwood Heights?
I started getting involved in Harwood Heights politics roughly in 2007. You know, the area was not going down, but there was a lot of vacant properties, a lot of undeveloped sites. Mayor Giuzzurni, who's now been in office for 10 years, has done an incredible job.
Mayor Arlene, applause for Mayor Arlene, without a doubt. She's done great.
If you look at this area 10 years ago compared to now, you mentioned the Starbucks, the Mariano's. What about the Portillo's, the Raising Cane's?
That's what I was forgetting. Portillo's, Raising Cane, the furniture store.
Art Van Furniture.
Art Van Furniture. How am I forgetting? Ivana DiPiero Hair Studio.
Yes.
OMG,
yes.
I can't believe I just said that. Okay.
And what we announced last week, which hit the Norwich newspaper, Carson's Ribs will be rebuilding on their old site.
At their same spot. So yes. For all those that remember, Carson's Ribs back in the day, yes. Roughly 5100 North yes. Harlem Avenue, they closed, empty lot for 15 years, yes. Just sitting there. They're coming back.
And you know why they're coming back?
I do not.
Because of all the development we've done. Mr. Carson, there's two brothers involved. One of the brothers told us last week he had not been to this area in a while. He drove this area, so all the new developments coming in, thought it was a wonderful job we were doing, got together with the other brother and said, let's rebuild.
You know, that's
Heights
great.
Is where we need to
that's
be.
A great story. Yeah, yes. I did not know that he came back for that reason, not
yes.
That just, oh, maybe we'll just build because we didn't sell it. That's awesome. No, that's great. It's definitely thriving here. There's so many things happening. Great area. We're located right by the airport. We're located right by expressways. You can go east. You can go west. You can go north. You can go south. A lot of pluses here. We're basically in Chicago without Chicago telling us what to do.
Yes.
So
and Chicago City stickers.
Exactly. Exactly. Great area to live and do business as well. Speaking of business, Zerillo Realty.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How long have you been in the real estate business? Or the real estate game?
Well, the real estate game is about 10 years now. We opened our new location in Norwich. It's going on 2 years now. I actually opened the Norwich location on my daughter's birthday, August 1st of 17.
Very nice. So it's coming up in 2 weeks, yes.
We're a full-service real estate brokerage handling residential and commercial services, buyers and sellers. We have an in-house marketing team. We have in-house GoPro products. We can come to your home, do aerial drone shots, come into your home with stabilizer sticks, video footage. It all ends up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, stuff I haven't even heard
wow.
of.
Wow. Okay. I honestly, I haven't done anything in real estate in so many years that I didn't know any of that existed.
We make sure your home gets in front of the right person.
Gotcha.
With our target marketing. We have 15 agents at our office now.
Big office.
They specialize in different areas. So we are licensed throughout the state of Illinois. So we have agents that specialize in each area of the state.
And what about information, like as far as how do people contact you?
You can visit our website at ZerilloRealty.com. Our office line is 708-583-8300. And if you... These hashtags are big today. If you hashtag us on any social media site, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, or so on, our page will come up.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Giuseppe. Thank you for your work in the Italian community. Thank you for your work in Harwood Heights, the local community, which I am part of. I'm very proud of that as well. Good luck with everything. And if you're looking for an honest agent, real estate, buy, sell, all the above, please give Mr. Zerillo a call.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Time. Thank you. Yes. Is Mr. DiMaggio ready? Next, we will turn to Frank DiMaggio, the owner of DiMaggio Ristorante, 7326 West Lawrence Avenue in Harwood Heights. It is one block west of Harlem Avenue.
Yes.
There is a parking lot. It is located in a strip mall. It's a wonderful place. For dinner, lunch, stopping in for a cappuccino, conversation, beautiful place.
Thank you, Frank.
Signor DiMaggio.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having us here in your place.
Thank you.
Real quickly, do I own a storia vera, una storia autentica italiana? Dimmi di dove sei, prima di tutto, in Italia.
In italiano o in inglese?
In italiano per adesso, poi in inglese, magari dopo in francese.
All right. Vengo da un paese vicino a Palermo, a diciamo 60 chilometri, si chiama Lascari.
Lascari. È lontano da Cinisi?
Maybe 70-80 chilometri da Cinisi. È vicino a Cefalù.
vicino Cefalù,
proprio a 10 km da Cefalù,
però più verso Palermo, verso Palermo.
Sì, sì, prima di se vieni da Palermo, prima di arrivare
a... E sarebbe un paese piccolino o magari...
Sì, piccolo, ma si sta crescendo molto bene.
Non è come Sant'Ambrogio.
No,
Sant'Ambrogio è un...
di mia mamma.
È un paese di tua mamma,
sì.
Quella è un paese piccolino. No?
Non è paese, è
una frazione.
È una frazione, appartiene al Cefalù.
E invece l'Ascari è più grande.
È un comune, è 4.000 abitanti.
Sì. 4.000. Tutto l'anno o...
Oh no, durante l'estate il paese diventa una zona turistica. Ci sono turisti di tutta l'Italia, anche da diverse parti del mondo. E il paese si riempie, ci saranno 10-20.000 persone che vengono.
E tu mi hai detto che tuo padre aveva un panificio,
sì,
in Italia, è vero?
Sì, sì, sì. Avevamo un panificio e avevamo un bar. Il bar non è il bar in Italia, non è il bar che c'è in America. Il bar è più come una cosa come questa. Noi con i miei fratelli abbiamo ricreato una cosa come avevamo in Italia.
C'è davvero?
Sì. Avevamo un bar, nel bar avevamo i dolci,
fatti in casa,
sì, facevamo tutto là,
proprio produzione propria.
Il bar si chiamava Lo Spuntino, se c'è qualcuno del mio paese.
Ancora c'è?
Sì, ma sono, sì, ancora
ma sono altre persone.
Ci sono altre persone. Si chiamava Lo Spuntino, facevamo il gelato fresco, facevamo la tavola calda, che non so come si dice in inglese.
A tavola calda è come, io ho capito, però come si...
Comunque, arancini, calzoni, tutti fatti prima, poi avevamo cornetti freschi, gli anelletti fatti freschi, li servivamo, poi avevamo tutto, un bar, facevamo espresso, tutti i liquori...
Allora, l'esperienza l'avevi tu.
L'esperienza sì, l'avevi.
Quindi quando sei venuto qua,
sì,
avevi intenzione di aprire un posto così?
Sì, io sì, sì, perché noi sempre abbiamo lavorato per conto nostro, so, quando sono venuto qui ho lavorato un pochettino qua e là, ma sempre volevo...
E per quanti anni sei qui?
Ah, sono arrivato...
No, dico il ristorante.
Il ristorante è quasi 15 anni.
15 anni. Ok, io ho un ricordo bellissimo di questo ristorante di Maggio nell'anno 2006. Indovini che ricordo bello?
Anche io.
Quando l'Italia giocava nella Coppa Mondiale.
Sì, è stato...
Il finale. Io
sì.
Stavo qui, mio figlio stava qui,
sì.
Mia figlia stava qui e mia moglie stava qui.
Sì, erano gli inizi. Noi avevamo solo un anno che eravamo qui, però... Io ancora ho quella passione del calcio e l'ho trasmesso qui, ho messo 10 bandiere là fuori, ho invitato, è stato bello perché tutta la comunità italiana veniva, erano tutti vestiti di azzurro.
Un giorno per ricordare.
Anche la televisione è arrivata.
Era qua, sì, 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 sì. E poi dopo hanno vinto, siamo andati più Harlem Avenue. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Okay, you have prepared some of your fine dishes, and if you don't mind, we'll show them and you can explain what they are made of.
Yeah.
Okay, where should we start?
I got the first is a pizza bianca. It's made with rabbini sauteed with garlic and oil.
Francesco, per favore, parli qua.
Italian sausage. And ho usato un po' di pomodorini in the pizza, and that's something that I came up and I show it to some customer. Did I have to go there?
Oh, okay, okay,
okay.
Yeah. Hey. So non andare troppo lontano, però.
No.
Okay. Benissimo.
Yeah, and it's delicious for people that love our eating. This is something that really, really good. And the next thing here is should we do what was it here?
Okay, ti puoi sedere qua e forse è meglio qua.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then
the next thing is
fai vedere il pesce.
It's a seafood salad. Those are things that for me, you know, I grew up with from my region, from Cefalù, Lasca. Our towns are by the Mediterranean Sea. So every day was
fresh
basically
fish.
Fresh fish, yeah. So that salad is made with clams, octopus, mussels, and shrimps, over a little arugula, lemon sauce, carrots and celery. Delicious.
Beautiful.
And really the next thing is something that it's the rigatoni con sugo di carne. That's made with neck bones, pork, beef, and sausage. In this case, I didn't use the rigatoni. I wanted to use a different pasta. They're called paccheri.
Oh, paccheri, that's yeah. Delicious, yes.
Yeah, but yeah, it's available with rigatoni or pappardelle. That dish, it's how we grew up, basically. You know, me and my brothers, pretty much every Sunday, that's what we had in our table. In our
really?
Town. Yeah. The whole town was smelled like this. Going to church, you know, going out during noon time, that's how the whole town smelled.
Beautiful.
And, one day my mom and dad were here, and we were talking about things that we used to do when we lived there. And I said, I miss this dish. I was like, my mom's like, you have a restaurant. What's the matter?
Now, they still live in Italy.
Yeah,
right? They live in Italy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so, I made it.
Beautiful.
And it was a hit. They loved that, and I started sharing.
Now, it's not just for Sunday, right? Here?
I started that way.
A special
on
Sunday.
I started for Sunday only, but people were angry if they come on Tuesday, and that was not on the menu. So now it's 7 days.
Available 7 days a week. Okay,
yeah.
Great. What do we have next?
The next is a very simple dish by the Italians. We have one, if you're Sicilian, you know what that is. Those are Sicilian eggplant with ricotta salata, fresh basil, and red sauce. Some people call it marinara. And it's, with that one you can eat a loaf of bread, and that will be your
everything.
The next dish is the linguini ai frutti di mare. That's got shrimp, mussel, scallops, and calamari. That's very tasty. It's one of my favorite too on my menu. That one will be the Irish paccheri again, alla norma. Actually, I messed up. It's a little far from you here. This was the rigatoni from Tudor di Garden. I'm sorry, this is the rigatoni from Tudor di Garden. That one was the normal. So, you don't mind, go back to that one because that one I introduced and I didn't have that one. So, that's the normal. And the normal is made with just eggplant, fresh basil, and fresh tomato sauce. And we got the salad too. That's something from Sicily. That's something that we used to do very much. And the next thing, I think, if you come back on this side, is just a big oven mix of shrimp, real shrimp, octopus, and calamari. And basically, this is all Mediterranean, Sicilian, food. Yeah.
They look beautiful. It's like I said, this is what I like about here is it's just a great place and it's authentic. It's owned and operated by an authentic Italian Sicilian. Great food, great atmosphere, great place. I highly advise stopping by 7326 West Lawrence. Since he's here, I must add that when I first met Frank's brother, Joe DiMaggio, I was introduced, there's Joe, and I just looked at him and said, do you even understand what your name means here? His name is Joe DiMaggio. And I don't think at that time, because I met you when you first came from Italy, I don't think you really got it. Like what? And although it's now dying down because of generations, Joe DiMaggio for the Italians was one of the gods, basically,
right.
For the Italian people here in America back in the day. Maybe not so much now, but that was really the one of probably three names that were the most famous for Italians here. So
right.
We welcome Joe, another great guy, part of the DiMaggio family. So, Frank, tremendous place. I advise everyone, please stop by.
Thank
Thank you, Frank. Giuseppe Cirillo, thank you for the interview. Frank DiMaggio, thank you for your hospitality. And as we always do on the Keeping It Real with Frankie D show, our words of wisdom and inspiration. Stay strong, stay sharp, and above all, stay Italian. Please, have a great Italian-American day.